Hello, and welcome back to the Music Creative Podcast with me, Hugh, or 93 Acres. And today we're going to talk about the steps to writing a song and to recording a song. And all of this is encompassed by the title of Music Technology. So we're going to look at the five careers in music technology that I wish I knew more about when I started making music. So if you're early on in your journey for making your own music, I hope this will bring you a lot of value in the different steps that you can master in order to perfectly create your own musical tracks. And thankfully my voice is a little less congested than definitely episode one anyway. Or the outros in episode two and three. Had a bit of a head cold, but we're good to go today. So let's jump straight into it. So as I said, music technology is broken up into five different careers or five different steps. It's not just you get in and you just make a song and that's it. It's broken down into five steps where if you were working for a music label, it would be five different people or maybe a couple of different people at each step to help you finish your perfect song. So without further ado, let's look at step number one, which is always going to be the songwriter. So songwriters, we know a lot of famous ones, everyone from Taylor Swift to Kendrick Lamar, they're songwriters. They specialize in writing the lyrics, melody, key, chords, and BPM. And they usually have an idea of what genre they like to write for, or if you're one of those songwriters where you don't write for yourself, you write for other people, they usually specialize in certain genres, or they can adapt what genre they write for, depending on who they've been told they need to write a song for. So if they're writing a song for, I don't know, who doesn't write their own music? Dua Lipa, she writes her own music, but she works alongside other songwriters. So songwriters might be put into a room with her, or with Ed Sheeran as well. And they'll be like, okay, this is what we're going to write about today. And they'll go and help the artist write their song. But of course, for us homemade, self-made musicians, we are our own writer. And we have to make sure we have the lyrics, melody, key chords, and BPM set out before we get onto step two, which we'll get into in a minute. Another thing writers focus on is the arrangement of the songs. Is there verses, choruses, bridges, pre-choruses, intros, and outros? Or is it just multiple verses, Bob Dylan style? So today we're also going to look at case studies, or one particular case study, and how you can go about each step. So the case study we're going to be looking at is Ilo Milo by Billie Eilish. So at the writing stage for Ilo Milo, Billie has written down the lyrics, the key, chords, and BPM. So the lyrics are, "Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't want to be lonely. So show me the way home. I can't lose another life. Hurry, I'm worried." Great song. I love it as well. And the key is C minor. The chords, C minor, G minor, F minor, C minor. Wow, it's definitely a sad song with all those minor chords. And the BPM is 117. So now that Billie has all of these steps laid out in the songwriting stage, she is ready to go on to step number two, where if you're in a record label, you'll have a recording engineer, whose job is to bring the written song and take the foundation of it and record it into a DAW, or a digital audio workstation. Examples of this would be Pro Tools, Logic Pro, Ableton, FL Studio, Reaper, GarageBand, and lots more. The one I use myself is Logic Pro, so if you want to learn more about that, maybe check out my YouTube. Oh, shameless plug. So once you've this written song, you need to put it into the computer, into our DAW. So the recording engineer has to set up mics, the cables to the mics that go into the interface that then goes into the computer. And just to clarify what an interface is, the interface takes the analog information from our microphones and puts it into digital so our computer can understand. So if you wanted to be a recording engineer, you should know lots about microphones, lots about the different types of cables, amps, and headphones you can use in the recording stage. It's also very helpful to know lots about MIDI and audio. So MIDI information will be the notes you write in with your software instruments. So like a piano that isn't a real piano, you play it in and it's written up in MIDI so you can change the notes individually. Audio is usually recorded in its sound waves. So that has usually a little bit less changing you can do to the notes after it's recorded in, but it tends to be slightly higher quality if you're recording real instruments. So the recording engineer will know lots about that and the two different types of information there, the MIDI files and the audio files. So if we go on to our case study, Ilo Milo by Billie Eilish, here is what it would sound like at the beginning of the recording stage. So the songwriters come in, recorded in the bass piano, so the chords that they've written, and they also sing over a demo vocal with the lyrics and melody that they have written. So let's have a listen to it.
Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely, so show me the way home. I can't lose another life. Hurry, I'm worried.
Oh, and that was the lovely voice of Quiva, Q-U-I-V-A. Check her out. Super, super musician. Great friend of mine as well. We've written a few songs together. Haven't released them yet, but we will soon. Trust me, we'll get there. Let me have a sip of water. Ah, refreshed. And now that we've recorded in the foundation of our written song, we're going to go on to step number three, and career number three, the producer. So this is one of the most famous stages in the music technology. Famous producers like Pharrell Williams, Kanye West, Rick Rubin, some really famous producers. And the producer has the job of deciding what instruments, textures, and further goes along the arrangement of the song that a songwriter has brought to them. It's really important for the producer to be able to project manage everything that's going on, because they'll have to, what would you say, discuss with the songwriter what direction they want to bring it in, so make sure the soundscape is correct and suitable for that song and the emotion they're trying to convey. So the producer in record labels, when you have it set up and you have lots of money and you're able to do the full thing, you'll have a producer in the room with a recording engineer and asking the recording engineer, can we set up this such and such, this mic for that guitar and this guitar amp, just so they can record in the perfect sounds to really help the song get to that next level, to really open up the soundscape. So the producer will be deciding whether, you know, we need kick and snare in this section, or we need more Rhodes or more samples or some high frequency stuff in the chorus, say. So the producer is really in the center of all the creativity that's coming in from the songwriter. So it's really important to be able to, you know, have those interpersonal relationships if you're the producer. So if you're really good at interacting with other humans, it's definitely a big help. So let's take a look at our case study again. So after the producer has gotten their grips onto the songwriting and they're putting in all the extra sounds they think will help grow this soundscape that will really bring the song to the next level. So, let's have a listen.
Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely, so show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
So you see there, the producer has written, or well, not really written, but added lots of different sounds. Well, I suppose written, but written like different melodies and sounds that will go along with the original chords. You can see the chords aren't on the piano anymore. They've been onto a different synth sounding keys, which just changes the soundscape and brings out a different sort of emotion. It's a really important step, and I feel like I'm not going talking about it enough, but we'll talk more about it in the future, because the production side of things is where I really feel most at home. So we'll talk more about it in the future. So the producer will send out all of the audio tracks. So all the, they're called stems. So all of the audio tracks out to a mixing engineer, which is step number four. The mixing engineer will bring in all these stems or audio files and bring them into their DAW. And more often than not, it tends to be Pro Tools for the mixing engineers that I know. Just Pro Tools is really good at working with audio tracks. So the mixing engineer basically takes all the sounds and mixes them together, puts on lots of effects, decides what volume each instrument and sound should be, decides where to pan them, if it should be in your right ear, your left ear, or dead center, and will take notes from the producer and from the songwriter to get an idea of what direction they expect it to go in. And now there are occasions where the mixing engineer will have to, you know, find the balance between what sounds good and what the songwriter and producer wants the song to be. So there's a another important thing as a mixing engineer to have good interpersonal relationships with the songwriter and producer and be able to work with other humans and find, you know, a way of getting the most and the best out of what they have. And more often than not, the mixing engineer, well, I suppose just like the songwriter and the producer, you know, they're getting paid to put their spin on things. Most mixing engineers will have a sound, you know, with their preferred levels. They like to have guitars loud or panned wide, or certain plugins they really love using. They love, like, say, Bit Crusher on the vocal, which makes it sound really distorted, you know, stuff like that. Every mixing engineer will have their own sound. So that's what you're really paying a mixing engineer for. Or if you yourself are doing the mix yourself, this is the stage you should really separate from the production, which is a really difficult thing when you're starting off. You need to write the song, then produce it. And then when you have all the sounds, then mix it. I still have a horrible tendency to do all at the same time, which I think majority of us do, because we're so excited to get everything sounding perfectly straight away. But in the long run, it is better to break up all these steps and do one after the other chronologically. It usually, more often than not, will save time and lead to a better end result. So have a think about that if possible. And so this is what Billie Eilish, Ilo Milo case study sounds like after the mixing stage. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely, so show me the way home. I can't lose another life. So the differences there really jump out at you. You can hear the extra reverb on the instruments and on the vocal. You can hear the really strange gate that's on the vocal as well, one of the Phineas production specials. I think I always use, what did I use in this one? It was from Soundtoys. Yeah, Filter Freak 2. There's like a rhythmic preset that I edited the EQ a little bit. It's just so fun to work with. That gives a 16th da-da-da-da-da-da-da rhythm on top of the vocal. Really, really cool. And now, when the mix engineer is finished with the track, they send it out as one audio file. And they send it off to the master, or the mastering engineer. So the mastering engineer takes in the one audio file into their DAW, their digital audio workstation. And at the most foundational level, the mastering engineer makes the track louder. They compress it, so the dynamic range and volume is lessened. And they do that by bringing down the volume of the loudest transients, the loudest sounds, and then bringing up the volume of everything together. And thirdly, the really important thing they do is make sure it sounds good in lots of different speakers, whether that be headphones, your phone, your laptops, and really importantly, in your car. The car test is super important, because more often than not, you'll get a really good insight into whether your low end, the low frequencies are just blown out or too quiet and such. So the car test is really important. You'll hear lots of people talk about it. So the mastering engineer, really important step that really gets it radio ready. And you'll see often a lot of mastering engineers will have lots of like analog gear, which basically means, you know, like those physical hardware that they can run the song through to give it an extra, you know, extra touch of class. It really is the dark arts. As you can probably tell, I haven't done much mastering myself. I leave it to geniuses like Steve Lovett and such. And so let's have a listen now to our Billie Eilish Ilo Milo case study. And we're going to have the mastering on and off here. We're going to jump between the mix and the master. And you can hear the volume changes and how the dynamic range is just a bit more compressed when it's louder. So when it's louder, it's the master. When it's a bit quieter, it's the mixing. It's after the mixing stage. So let's have a listen to that. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely, so show me the way home. I can't lose another life. All right, and there you go. And there's your final track after the mastering stage, step number 5. So just to recap quickly, we have 5 different stages: the songwriter, recording engineer, producer, mixing engineer, and mastering engineer. Really important to have an idea that those are the different stages that you'll go through when writing your own music. And then, you know, when there's a huge budget behind you, you'll have different people for each of those stages. All of them are very creative, and all of them have their own sound, and you can bring your own sound to each of those. And if you want to be one of those in particular, say you want to be a really famous producer, I'd highly recommend trying all the steps and then niche down later. It's just a better idea to have an idea of, say you're a producer, you want to know what it's like to be a recording engineer so that you can really ask them for the right things and know the right words and how to approach them. It just makes your life so much easier in the long run. So definitely try them all out. And I'm sure if you want to release your own music now, you're definitely going to be doing it anyway. So that's a great thing. And if you want to get started, there's a few things you need to buy. So having your own laptop with a digital audio workstation, a DAW, so like Logic or GarageBand. And then if you want to save some money, maybe a USB microphone, so your microphone can go and plug straight into the computer so it can work without an interface. But if you do have some extra money, maybe save up for an interface like a Scarlett 2i2, so two inputs, two outputs, and then you can have a microphone plugged in with an XLR cable into that interface, and that will just give you a slightly better sound. And you can definitely produce professional sounding stuff with a Scarlett and a microphone, say even an SM58, which is about €100, your Shure microphones. Really super, relatively affordable, high-end music gear. Well, high-end to a certain level, you'll see everyone using Shure stuff. So that's what you need if you're making it yourself. And of course, there's apps on your phone now that will let you do this all in one go. So definitely check that out. All right, I really hope you're able to take some value from today's podcast. I just wanted to break down the music technology steps that I wish I knew when I started making music, just to get an overall sense of what it means to go from the start to the end of the music making process. Because I know initially it kind of feels like you have to do them all at the one time, but no, if we break it down into the five steps, it's just so much more approachable. And even if you want to niche down in one of these later, now you have an idea of what, you know, career options are there for you if you would like to go for that. All right, we'll leave it there. So feel free to message me on Instagram if you have any questions about any of this. Be happy to help out. All right, hope you're keeping well. Cheers.